morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
The next question says, how soon should one baptize a baby?
Well, I'll say this. When Gertrude had our seventh child, we just had a kiddie pool right in the bottom, so the kid slid in right into the pool. So I say baptize immediately.
Jesus. Wow.
Right in. Just shoot it out like a little slip and slide, but right into a little kiddie pool. Now, be careful, because that circle will slide right past the kiddie pool. I had to chase a child once 17 blocks because he just slid. He kept sliding. I asked him to put water, and they brought me baby oil. So my baby kept sliding down 13 blocks. And guess what? I got two red light cameras because he didn't stop at a red light. Can you believe that happened to the pastor?
So if you don't want to pay for red light cameras, make sure that you have something to stop, like a backstop.
I hope that answers your question.
I'm sure it does.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is April 27, 2016. It is 7 p.m. in beautiful Davenport, Florida.
That's where we are.
That's where we are. And joined, as always, by Marino, call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hello, everyone.
John the Laser Centauri.
Pew, 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 pew.
And Joel Dutch Van Winkle. It's a good song. I'm not going to get mad at you for that one. I'm enjoying it.
Not enough xylophones and things.
Good song choice, Dutch. I don't hear you. You have to mute your mic for that.
There we go.
There he is.
There you are.
I'm tired.
You sleepy?
Very sleepy.
Guess why? He was telling me off air.
Why?
Little dude kept me up at night because he was throwing up because he's scared and nervous.
Dutch got a new puppy. Aww. For those that didn't listen to Dutch and Royce yesterday yet.
Yeah, he's outside with Kels right
it's
now.
It's a husky.
Little husky. Got myself a moon dog. Mm-hmm.
That's right. For Game of Thrones wieners and such, we can talk about your moon dog.
Yes,
we can.
Mm-hmm. My gray, my dire wolf.
And for anyone watching us on the YouTube channel, just shoot on over to morelikeradio.com/live. That's the chat we pay attention to. I try to pay attention to the YouTube chat, but I always
miss it. I'll try to pay attention to it, too.
So anyway.
I'm not going to try at all.
What's that YouTube link there?
Oh, youtube.com/morelikeradio. And you'll see that we're live doing that. So I'm just waiting for Facebook to make it easier to do it from the PC. Because right now, you know, you could stream the live on Facebook, but only with your phone. Not with any good audio devices, as it were. Anyway, welcome to the show. Oh, Cousin Joe Coletta may be joining us in a little bit,
Yay!
Too. So that'll be fun.
I like surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, okay. Yes, Game of Thrones is back. By the way, quick note. The Game of Thrones show is going to start officially on Monday after Conti and Kenny. So we're going
to... Monday nights, 9 to 10 p.m. Yeah. Eastern Standard. The day after Game of Thrones airs. We were going to do it after Hippo Juice, but half of us are tired and half of us were busy, so we had to move
it
to Mondays.
Yeah, it was one of those days where I wasn't prepared today, you know what I mean? Like, it just, I wasn't prepared correctly, so.
So then Monday's going to be extra long because we'll have two episodes to cover?
Yeah, Monday will be an extra long episode, yeah, correct, because we're going to have two episodes.
Yeah, we'll cover episode 1 and 2 from season 6. Correct. Is it season 6? We're on?
Yeah. Yeah, we're in season 6 already. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe it's been 6 years. It's fucking nuts.
I was talking to a friend of mine who has her mom like binging.
I don't believe any of it because you don't have any friends.
Yeah, you're right. And we were talking about, like, man, in season 1, when somebody died, you were devastated. Remember Ned Stark?
Oh God.
Oh my God. Like, Sean Bean.
He's not even important anymore. Like, fuck.
That's the problem now. Like, everyone has their guard up, so nothing is shocking. Like, everyone. The only real shocking death was if they kill off the Dinkles. Like, that would be shocking to me, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But outside of that, pretty much everyone else is fair game at this point. Okay, we're going to do this. We'll do the show Monday. All right.
We'll do the show.
Let's move a little.
Save it for the show, Andy. A little
past.
Okay.
I don't want to do it now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, so...
Oh, I know what's upsetting you the most.
What's upsetting me the most?
And we should always start with what upsets you the most.
Oh, I guess.
The transgender bathroom situation on the internet.
Oh, my God.
So tired.
Exactly.
I have never seen a website be more obsessed with bodily functions than Facebook, and I've been to fucking X-Hamster, you know? Like... Every post on there is about this bathroom thing. And I don't know what everybody else feels, but my personal opinion is I don't let people piss and shit wherever the fuck they want as long as it is in a toilet.
Right? No.
Like, who cares?
No.
Like, weren't bathrooms always transgender? They just had, like, you know, you had to, like, you know, file in column A and file in column B.
But there was no other situation, John.
Well, there's the family restroom.
What happens?
Not all places have it.
But a transgender person isn't an entire family, so what do they do?
Here's the thing. Who's going to enforce
this? You go into whatever...
That's exactly what my point is. These stupid... These laws are so dumb. But here's why I give a shit. I give a shit because that's all that everyone's talking about.
But why? Is there some policy that's being passed right now?
Yeah, a bunch.
Well, there's already got one passed in North Carolina.
And Bama. Alabama passed some.
Oh, the southern states are passing. Now, let me guess.
Roll Tide, y'all.
Now, let me guess. The southern states are being very accepting of transgendered people.
No, you would think, but not so much.
That guess would be incorrect.
No, they're not being understanding and supporting of whatever gender you feel like you associate to.
No, they don't. But they're now, of course, have started the people that want to be heroes. So this guy,
let me be
Target,
your hero,
Target was one of the first ones to have the gender fluid bathrooms where people, whatever, you know, you go whatever bathroom you feel like. So this is in Tallahassee, Florida.
Why are you saying oh no? What's wrong with Tallahassee, Florida?
No, I mean the fact that you're just about to play the song, I don't want to hear it.
Play what song?
No, don't do it.
I don't want to do it right now. I'm tired.
I mean,
is it too early to play this song?
Florida,
little dude. Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Dumb.
Everyone from Florida.
Mom.
Dumb.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom. Mommy. Mommy. Mama. Mama.
I punched her in the face because she was a pussy.
God, you're annoying. Everything you say is annoying.
Florida man trolls Target staffer over inclusive bathroom policy. So this guy's obviously one of those conservative dudes is walking into a Target. Well, why don't we let him explain?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, here we are at the Park Street.
All right, before we continue, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I know people do complain to me that we pause things too much, but I have to point out.
Yeah, we have to stop within 2 seconds of listening.
Raise your hand? Can someone tell me what my problem is already?
It's not that you pause.
I have my hand raised.
It's not that you pause too much. It's that you back up 45 seconds.
Well,
after you pause, sit, pause, and unpause, pause. And anyway, you don't have to back it up a lot of time.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about fans. I don't care what you think.
You. Yes, fans Marie? Thinking that too.
No, they don't. Yes, Marie.
Well, John actually probably raised his hand first. I'm just being more nonchalant about it.
Well, it's one thing. Okay, this guy's filming. He's going to the bathroom, correct? He's filming himself going into a bathroom.
No, even before that.
The wind noise.
No, not that, Dutch.
Dutch? Vertical filming?
Yes, Dutch?
I was just stretching.
Oh, okay.
Is it the vertical
filming? It's the vertical filming, yes, of course.
Yep.
If you're going to film, if you want to make a viral video.
You son of a bitch.
That's day one, bro. That's
what
day
is this,
one.
World Star?
Oh, here we go.
Target store. Let me just put this phone in my shirt pocket here.
Boom.
And go inside and talk to them about their new bathroom policy.
Oh, this asshole.
First off, he started filming in the parking lot. Why don't you start like by the door, dude? Yeah. Start by the door.
Probably because he doesn't want anybody to notice that he's putting that he's filming as he's going into the bathroom. So he's keeping his camera or his phone discreet.
I guess. Well, here, here we go. Look at this. Look how much walking.
You didn't have to start from outside,
dude.
Where
the fuck did this guy park?
Why would he start? Why don't you at least edit it?
No, you know what? I would have liked to seen if he started the video before he got on the bus from his house. Like, you know, when he's getting up in the morning, brushing his teeth, going, bro, guys, I had this really good idea.
No, you need an establishing shot to prove that you're walking into a Target and not a Walmart.
Right.
But this is like Birdemic level of walking.
That is true.
Okay, let's keep
going. And we're walking.
Walking. Still walking.
Walking. Christopher walking.
Still walking. Walking.
Yeah, and the bathroom is harder all the way in the back.
What is he looking around for?
This guy's a boob.
He's looking for a Target employee to catch in the act, telling him that he can't. Because he's going to go in as dressed as a man and say he wants to use the woman's bathroom.
He's just going to ask.
Right, here. I want to get to when he walks up to him because I can't take the walking anymore.
I wonder how many times a day now people now will walk in there and tell him they want to use the girl's bathroom. Not even buy anything. They just want to go in there just so they can do it.
No, just this cunt. Everybody else kind of really, it's like, whatever. Everybody just feels like they need to weigh in on the issue, though.
Now, look, by the way, still walking. Okay, here we go. He gets to the guy.
Good. I just came in. I was driving by and I needed to use the restroom, and I just wanted to get a clarification on your new restroom policy. Is it true that men are now allowed to use the women's room? I sometimes get.
Huh? He really sounds like a creeper.
Now, here's the Target employee's answer.
The same question that guest asked yesterday about that.
Now, is that not true?
Well,
sometimes I get uncomfortable in the men's room, and I just wanted to make sure I was allowed to go in the women's room.
Let my AP guy tell it since he explained it yesterday. Hey, AP, Gerard, can I get you to get there?
Now he has to call the manager.
This Target guy does not give a fuck.
Thank you.
He
doesn't want
to
get.
If you want to make a statement, go to the CEOs who made this decision.
Right.
We have Jamar or whatever his name
Jamar.
Is.
Jamar. All right. We have Rorschach on the phone.
No, we don't.
Are you gonna call the yellow Dutch?
No, I'm here, sweetheart.
Okay,
I'm here, darling.
Yeah, I'm gonna call the yellow Dutch again. You guys were really
what happened? The other
day. All right, here we go. Okay, now he's waiting for the manager.
There we go. Wait for it.
Waiting for the manager.
Wait for it.
Waiting for the manager.
Man, waiting. The suspense is really building.
Yeah, what's your name, Gerard?
Gerard.
Hi, my name's Andy.
Okay.
I just came by because I wanted to make sure that I was allowed to use the women's room before I went in.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yes.
Okay. If any of the women have a problem, you let them know that.
Yeah, they can come and we'll speak to them.
Okay, yep. I appreciate that.
Yep,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
That was him trying to make
that
a viral
it.
Video.
Edgy.
That was him trying to make. Here's what
that
happened.
Was it?
He wanted someone to like.
He
pick
wanted
him out
yep,
and tell him no.
Yep. And then they're like, "Yeah, go
no,
ahead.
You're fine. Whatever. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Oh,
why are you bothering me, sir?
Did you not see me walking?
Yeah, it's this is everybody now
do
wants
you,
to
do
meet.
You,
yeah.
Do you want to see my penis and then tell me that I can't go into the woman's restroom?
Did it's like the people that now have their phones like on all the time whenever they try to get pulled over by a cop and they want to have a viral video because they want the cop to assault them.
Yeah. I'm always wanting to see a girl's penis.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bailey J's is fine. This
epic.
Okay, so then now this is going. There's this pastor. This reminded me of people wanting to get attention. There's this. Did this pastor fake a cake with an anti-gay decoration? He's trying to sue Whole Foods. This pastor has one of those churches where it's one of those all-inclusive churches, you know, where they marry gay people. You know, one of those.
So a church that really doesn't follow any policy that a church should follow.
That's correct. Sure. So here, let me.
It's just a praying house.
Now let me show you the video that he tried to did he fake it? So he looks like a criminal. He does. I'm not being racist. I'm just saying. Look
no,
at the.
No,
picture.
I know. Yeah, it looks like he got punched.
Are you talking about me or the preacher?
Well, no, you.
I was talking about the preacher because he looks like he's wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Well,
he was in jail. Anyone who has paid a visit to Whole Foods flagship store in Austin knows the location is a gem in a pricey grocery store, Organic Crown. As a reviewer once put...
Hello, I'm Jordan Brown. Today is April 14th, 2016.
Maybe he should have had a cup of coffee and woken up before he made this video. Am I the only one that's like...
I'm having a really bad allergy day.
Hey, my name is Jordan and...
I have a peanut allergy.
I'm from Austin.
All right.
That's in Texas.
5:50 p.m. Here in Austin, Texas. Today, I went to Whole Foods and I ordered a cake.
Did they punch you in both eyes before they gave it to you?
What is with his eyes?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. His explanation, by the way, he was crying all day.
He was?
He said he was crying all day.
Really? He looks like he was turning into Beast from X-Men.
I'm going to show you this real quick. I ordered a cake, and as you see, on the cake, I had them write, "Love wins."
Right.
Uh-huh.
When I got into my vehicle...
Now, okay. First problem with this story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you leave a place, you look at the cake at the bakery, right? Before
especially
you
see one window. That has a window like that.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't just go, take your word on it, pal. You don't wait to fucking go home. You look at it in the store.
So he ordered a cake that said,
I hate this
Love
guy.
Wins and has like two grooms on it. Is that
right, well, the cake just says Love Wins and it's and then he wanted the cake to say Love Wins. But it says Love Wings, and then someone he wrote fag. Someone wrote. I'm not going to
with what a Sharpie.
But he's saying Whole Foods.
In icing.
He's saying Whole Foods wrote fag. Yes,
he's misinformed because Love Wins fag is actually it's an acronym. It's saying for all genders.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about. Take us to breaky, Rook.
But there's no periods there.
Oh well, the periods were actually gumdrops that he ate. The official statement is fag.
It is. That's
yes.
The official statement.
That,
I love
but
when
that's
Marie
a,
says
it's
that.
An acronym.
I love. I love when Marie does that.
It's an now, acronym for all genders.
I want her to scream that at me.
Love wins, and then he went home. It seemed okay. Now here's what they didn't know. Spoiler alert: the person who works at the
no spoilies.
The person at Whole Foods in the bakery that works there is a gay person
and a vegan.
The person who did the cake is gay
and goes to his pastor right, priest so. Thing.
I looked inside and I saw that they had wrote Love Wins Fag.
Yeah.
See it?
Now, is it Love Wins comma fag or just Love Wins Fag?
He's such a liar. He's such a liar.
I don't know. When fag is written in the center
it's
of the
obvious
cake.
That's what it happened. Unless he got his own blue icing.
That's what we think happened because wait till you read what Whole Foods said about this.
Well, I was going to say, when fag is written in the center of the cake and Love Wins is written across the top, I might actually read fag first and then Love Wins.
Now, Dutch, I wasn't kidding.
Oh, shit.
Dutch, I wasn't kidding when I said that the person in the bakery who made the cake is gay. That wasn't a joke.
No, yeah. He is. He's actually gay.
The person. So it clearly wasn't the person. Why would a gay guy write fag on a... You know what? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, they're the worst at calling other people that.
Unless they're joking with friends. Other than that, like, no.
Well, yeah, let's hear this guy's explanation, okay. And then we'll find out the...
Also, it is still in a sealed box. As you see, I have not opened up this box yet. It is still sealed.
What the hell's a box yet? Right,
did he call it a box yet? What the fuck?
Yeah, but is it still sealed?
I don't know. What's a box yet?
Well, he's proving that he didn't tamper with it.
Box yet is actually short for box yet.
The price of it, everything, it's still sealed. This also, the receipt.
Here's my credit card number and my social security number. Here's my address.
Here's my passport, my birth certificate.
I spoke to, his name was...
I don't know, I'm a black guy who has Asian eyes.
Jeff Nunez.
Yeah, and Jeff Nunez is gay.
Also.
You mean Jeff Nunez?
Nunez,
yeah.
Maybe the correct way, yes.
Jeff Nunez and Jose B.
Believe me, I know he's gay.
I
fucked all of them people over in Austin, Texas.
All of them? That's weird.
Yeah.
We should make you a cake.
Gedek.
Give him an ice pack.
And by the way, it would kind of turn me on if you guys called me a fag.
It would be funny.
It would kind of turn me on.
This video would be opposite because it would say love win fags and I would be yelling because I said, I never said lover wins. Give him the cake. Give me the cake like I ordered it.
To fix it. He said that he would request that we handle this internally and for me not to reach out to anybody. I waited for his phone call. He did call back 2 hours later and said there's nothing he can do and that his employee did not do this. My question is, who could have done this? It's still
you.
Inside
you
of
did it.
Icing
did
on it. Your phone. Still,
there's icing on your phone.
You fucking did it.
So,
well, he proved that he didn't do that, right? It's still sealed.
It's still sealed.
Yeah, except for the fact, Dutch, that later the video, the camera footage saw that the sticker was never sealed. The sticker was on the box. He peeled it off and moved it.
And moved it.
Yes.
So, right there. And by the way, the security cam.
Yeah.
That was hovering over the checkout, saw him looking down in the fucking box.
Yep.
Oh, it's a conspiracy.
Yep.
Yeah.
He exactly. looked at it and checked.
Please tell
it.
Me this guy can get in trouble.
I don't know, but
well,
Mike
can't get in trouble. He didn't do anything illegal.
I have a more important question than all of you idiots are asking. Why would a wedding cake be a one layer cake?
It wasn't a wedding.
They're
cake.
They're on a budget.
It was a congratulations cake.
A congratulations on what?
On
being a fag?
No.
What hell?
Jesus, Marie.
What?
My only question is, was it a buttercream or was it a whipped cream frosting?
That looks like buttercream.
It's probably going to be whipped cream because he's like cheap.
Oh, that looks like
what I want to know is, like, how much does he hate Whole Foods? Is he trying to take Whole Foods down with this? Like, what is his gripe?
Yeah, I was going to say, if anyone's going to be amenable to the homosexual, it's going to be Whole Foods.
They sell asparagus in water.
Ew.
$10.
They do. It's true.
They sure do.
Jars.
By the way, Dutch brings up a great point. They're suing him now.
Good.
Oh, for defamation?
For slander.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too. Awesome.
Claire's
all right,
day
so.
From Whole Foods. Love wins, fag. It's still sealed. I have not opened this box yet. It's still sealed. I have not opened the box.
Is he doing the whole glove doesn't fit argument again?
I think so.
Hold on. Is he getting sued because he mentioned someone by name?
Perhaps.
Kind of like how you, whenever we talk about things that haven't been proven in court yet, we have to say allegedly because we could get sued if that person wanted to. So is that why they're going after him?
The team member wrote love wins at the top of the cake as requested by the guest, and that's exactly how the cake was packaged and sold in the store, the company said in a statement. Our team members do not accept or design bakery orders that include language or images that are offensive. Whole Foods Market has a zero tolerance policy for discrimination. We stand behind our bakery team member who is part of the LGBTQ community.
What's the Q?
I don't know. The Q was something
that means that means queer, Marie. Marie, that means queer.
Or does that just mean questionable?
No, it means queer, darling.
Community.
I thought I meant like quail.
And the additional
Rorschach, are you okay today?
I'm perfectly fine, sweetheart.
Are you sure? You sure you're not on some sort of stimulant?
You seem a little... You're too excited about the story.
I'm very excited about this story because I hate social justice warriors. If I can slur my way through that sentence...
Don't worry. This episode of Hippo Juice has a lot of those stories. Not because I picked them out. Just a lot of that happened over the week.
There's a ton of social justice going on. You're right. Social justice is hard to say.
It is.
Social justice.
Like rural juror.
Social justice warrior.
We'll just call them SJs.
Then it announced, no, because that reminds me of like the thetan level things from Scientology. Like
I don't know. Okay.
No. OTs, operating thetans.
And by the way, guys, calling a truth. Truce with my man Dutch.
One more time.
Calling a truce with my man Dutch.
There it is.
I didn't know we even had a thing.
I may have stirred that up more than it should have been. Then it was announced Tuesday that it... I was bored. That it's countersuing Jordan and it's counter... Dutch is like, what happened? And I'm just stirring the pot.
Whatever.
Dutch oh, knows, Lord. Dutch, having a good time here. I'm more
it's
like
it's supposed to be like a truce if one side actually knows that there's a fight going on. I have Dutch whatever. Is like, I don't care.
Dutch is oh,
I'm
stop just, it.
I'm concerned about you right now because you seem like you. I mean, did you come back from the dentist recently or?
Stop it! Stop it, Dutch! Stop it!
Well, you know, I just see like a little Dutch, bit of nitrous oxide.
Dutch, you know you're in love with me, and stop it. We're gonna be good friends.
You know,
we're,
that's like the first time I think I've ever talked to you. So.
No, we're not. We're,
I thought
not,
you've done shows with
Yeah,
him,
I thought you called no, up the show.
No, with Rorschach.
Haven't you called up the Sunday show?
Oh, guys, yeah, no. He did. Listen. He did call.
Maybe someone impersonated me.
I heard somebody call the show as you for sure. It was
Can we get back to this?
No, this is my show. We do what I want here. This is Daddy's house.
This is Daddy.
Daddy runs it.
Exactly.
Daddy wants it.
And now
Daddy has mortgages.
And now I want to get back. now I want to get back to the story. Then it was announced Tuesday.
Wait a minute, I'm not ready yet.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh shit.
You ready?
Now I'm ready.
Okay. Then it was announced Tuesday that it's countersuing Jordan and its countersuing Jordan and his counsel.
Michael Jordan?
No. The suit claimed that Brown intentionally knowingly and falsely accused Whole Foods and his employees of writing homophobic slur on a custom-made cake that he ordered from a Lamar store in Austin. After deeper investigation, Mr. Brown claimed, "We believe his accusations are fraudulent and we intend to take legal action against Mr. Brown and his attorney."
I love it.
Yeah, when you're someone like Whole Foods, you don't even want that to be even in the ether.
Here's the video.
You really want to take action and be like, no, fuck this guy.
Here's the video of the guy, I believe, the security video of showing him looking at the cake. Here we go. There he is. There he is on the all the way to the right. You see him with the cake in his hands?
Yep.
Okay, there he is.
Here but the go. Cake is a lie.
Oh, shit. That's a Portal reference.
Yes, it is.
All right, sir, and that'll be $10 extra because the cake says fag on it.
All right, that sounds acceptable to me.
Yeah, of course it's acceptable.
Here's $12 because I want to pay for the starving children.
Perfect. But the boxes, he could see. Look, he just looked in the box two times.
Yeah, he looked at it. He was fucked. Staring at
that
it.
That guy is going to lose.
He was staring at it.
I saw it, and he did not donate money for hamsters to go to college.
Oh.
Not today, buddy.
Not today, buddy.
Not today.
Wow. And yet, you know, he picked the wrong company with Whole Foods because they're super PC. You know, like they would never, ever do that. They're huge in San Francisco and that's their, you know.
Yeah, actually, underneath the Whole Foods logo, their slogan is, I would never.
Oh, is it? Whole Foods, I would
never.
They
actually have the gasps. Slogan. Yeah.
And guys, here's the thing I love most about this. When Whole Foods lawyers came into this, they interviewed the guy who did the cake and he's like, yeah, I'm gay. I would never write fag on a cake for a gay preacher here in Austin. And it's Austin.
Yep.
Do you know what Austin is? Austin is a mecca of
powers.
Please don't explain to us what Austin is. We know.
Austin is the Texas rattlesnake and he is a badass.
You're damn right I am.
See? Thank you.
There's Austin right there.
Thank you for explaining everything I wanted to say.
Stone Cold. I believe he lived in Stone Cold Steve Austin. Here is a... Now, this video is making the rounds. There was... UMass Amherst had like this...
Oh, that's short for University of Massachusetts.
Oh, is this the whale girl? With
yes,
the
yes. It's,
flabby arms.
Oh, like, this guys, sack of shit, guys, man. Let me tell you.
Check it out, guys.
No, this is worse. Okay.
Wait. Before you guys get all excited, I don't know what this is. So why don't we explain?
Either, yeah.
Marie, brace yourself, darling.
Enough
of the darlings.
UMass Amherst had... had speakers at their school, and they
hold on, what kind?
I'll explain. Steven Crowder, Mio Yiannopoulos.
I'm looking for new speakers.
Hoff Summers and whatever. These are all kind of right wing leaning people who are against all the social justice things. So they went to the school. And why don't we just play the video of, okay.
Is that the Numa Numa kid?
Well, no, this is a social justice warrior female. Here
we
go.
Wow, I haven't thought of the Numa Numa kid in forever.
What Milo meant to say, what I'm going to explain, you will be pleased. What Milo meant to say is that feminism, while being a noble and valiant, courageous movement, there are certain schools of thought that are somewhat unwholesome. Right, Milo? Like,
no, I meant it was canceled.
All right, I am here to provide some...
Okay, you hear her screaming now, so...
Yeah.
Adult supervision.
Rape apologist!
Calm down, young lady.
Fuck you!
Fuck you. She's
good one.
She nailed him.
Yeah, greatest comeback ever.
Campus feminism is not cancer, but madness.
Okay, so this person is calling feminism madness.
I apologize. I mean, you might have already explained this. What is this forum for again? Like, what are they debate? Is it like a debate? Like, what's this going on stage again?
UMass Amherst had...
Okay, yeah, sure, but...
I can read it.
Go ahead, Marie. Thank you.
The event was intended to be a forum and discussion about the use of political correctness on campus, but degenerated into a shouting match as protesters sought to drown out the speakers with cries of hate speech and less imaginatively, fuck you.
Bam, thank you.
Yeah.
That's utter madness. Future historians... No, listen, this is very important. Future historians are going to look back...
Stop excluding Trump women!
That guy's mad.
Yeah, that's Steven Crowder. Well, hold on. There's another video after this that you're going to love.
Is it a Steven Crowder band? Great.
Steven Crowder.
As in the Steven Crowder band?
No.
Future generations will look back.
Look at that. Like, they don't let her. They went there to see them talk, and she doesn't even let them talk.
I hated her so fucking bad, man. I hated her.
Okay, let's keep going.
One more disruption, we have to ask you to leave the venue.
What about my free speech? Okay, first
what
off.
What about them?
Well, you know,
hold on.
Exactly, Fudge. Exactly.
What I noticed in this video is that every time someone else, I guess that was in her group or whatever, started to said something, that was she would look over and she would say, "Yeah, I'm gonna say the same thing." This guy, she doesn't have an original thought in her fucking fat head.
I loved when she recharged herself with that water or whatever was in that bottle.
No, it was KFC gravy.
Gravy.
Have we gotten to that point in the video? I can barely kind of see it.
Fucking hell.
What happened in the video?
You have to obey the rules of
the language. But this is free speech if you're so concerned.
It's not free speech. That's not how free speech works.
No, that's not. Free speech is being able to get up and say things, not scream out things when other people are trying to say things.
Right.
I believe at the end of when the people on stage, I believe afterwards they were going to have like a 10-minute like round table
questions.
Like you can get up and say whatever the hell you want. They could not wait 10 minutes.
Does she look like someone that practices self-control?
No, she does not. She looks like me.
She eats cakes.
She's She looks.
Let's play the whole thing, and then if we have any like favorite parts, we can go back to them.
She looks like she should be on a road trip with David Spade.
Dear Thomas, please keep your comments to the Q&A session.
Keep your hate speech out of this campus is what she's the chant she's trying to start. It's the chant she's trying to start.
She lost the wind.
She had to
ran out of breath.
She had to recharge. She had to recharge.
Oh my God, please. Okay, you can back that part up.
Well, the reason I want to back it up more than anything, look at her arm fat.
Oh, I love it.
Look at her arm fat.
That's the worst.
Here, I'm going to go just
a little bit. Do you think she asks for extra panini sauce?
Okay, here we go.
One more disruption, we have to ask you to leave the venue.
My free speech!
No, they're not. You have to obey the rules of the venue.
But this is free speech if you're so concerned.
God, free speech!
Look at her arms. Look at her arms. Look at her arms. Look at the jiggle. Look at the jiggle.
Did she have supporters in that? Because she didn't start.
One other person.
That's what I'm saying. Every time someone else was speaking, she was like, okay, it's my turn to fucking rabble rouse everybody.
She's just mad because Ariel didn't listen to her after she gave her legs.
Guys, I gotta ask you, did she judge, would my hair look better if I put the bun on the top of my forehead or put it in the back? Which way would it be?
The thing is, that's not a hairstyle. It's just her hair's running away from her fat body.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
I'm
sure what she did was tie her hair back while not looking to keep strands from getting into her mouth while she was shoving her fat face.
Yep. Yeah.
It's all about speed.
Speed and accuracy. Ooh. Lay off me, I'm starving.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
What was that?
Oh, that was Chris Farley.
Across the country, you have armies.
You're not welcome here. You're not welcome. No, you are welcome. They invited them to speak, right?
It's not like they just showed up in like the campus lawn,
right.
You know.
They didn't just show
on in college.
They didn't just show up in a wagon with snake oil. Like they were called and invited to speak.
Yeah, but UMass is up there with Columbia with like some of the more militant liberal type of people.
I'm sorry, I thought UMass was her name.
Oh. She looks like the secretary from Monsters, Inc.
I love the guy who's filming this, by the way. He's just like, I got gold.
Oh, he knows it. Oh, this guy knows it.
He's so happy, Dutch. He's so happy.
I got this life.
Stop talking to us like children.
Then stop acting like one.
Stop talking to us like children. And then she's like, blah, 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 blah,
but I don't want to. Exactly.
Western Echo in the chat. I don't know why you guys are being so mean to Gilbert Grape's mom. Stop spreading Nutella. We all want people to stop spreading things.
Why would she waste her vocal cords while everybody's still applauding? Nobody's going to hear it. You wait till it gets quiet and then you yell.
Again, does she look like she practices control?
No, never mind.
No, she doesn't.
She is.
She does not look like
that. I can't speak.
Speakers are not only disinvited, but when they're invited, people come in to disrupt. They don't want others to hear.
Get the fuck out!
Hold on. She's got to take a sip from her probably Coca-Cola real quick so she could keep talking.
That can't be Coca-Cola. That's way too healthy for her.
It's probably Code Red.
It's a Coke float.
I'm the wrong person.
It's a milkshake.
I guess it was a milkshake. It was a vanilla milkshake. Yeah.
She is just the... Oh, let me skip
on campuses across the country, speech, ideas, sexuality, humor, it's being, there's censorship. Freedom of expression is being replaced by the right to feel comfortable. There's an absurd and manipulative vocabulary that is material.
Well, that's your problem.
Okay, that's the end of her. Wait, no, maybe it might be a little more.
Don't
let
her.
Did we find out who she
okay,
is?
No, that. No, no. Okay, so that's her. Now at this same thing, she kept interrupting, and that other dude in the back kept interrupting. So this Steven Crowder guy, who's apparently a comedian and also a conservative talk show host, correct? I think I'm correct by saying that.
Yes.
He finally had enough with him, and here's what he did. So. Okay, you already know what happened, so you don't need to read all that.
I wanted to tell some jokes. Let's do some reality checks here. You have any idea, sir, how pathetic it must be to be...
That was the guy in the back that you heard screaming in the earlier video was interrupting.
You, these people wanted to come out and have a good time, hear a few jokes, some thoughtful discussion, but your head pops off the pillow in the morning with, oh, how can I be a professional victim today? Let me go in.
I love seeing comics...
Oh, no,
just,
he murders them.
Just annihilate
them.
People who aren't that smart.
He murders them.
With their act, just because, oh, my God, your parents didn't tell you that your opinion wasn't worth that much. Look, they're confused. They're confused. You know why? Because I'm not your gender studies professor who has to cater to your trigger warning, microaggression, safe space bullshit. I didn't want to do this. I wanted to come out and tell a few jokes. You created this monster. We have to go. 10 more minutes of this. Let this reverberate. Let it be a life lesson. This monster right here that you're so afraid of, the face you see in your nightmares, was created by social justice warrior assholes like you. And now you have this wonderful faggot. That's what happens. We okay? We good? Yeah,
we okay?
All right. Yeah.
Darling, you can call me what you like.
Oh, okay, there we go. Crying out loud, listen. Nobody here wants to hear your opinion that much. And here's what's so crazy. You couldn't wait 5 minutes. Unlike leftists, we have an open panel and a Q&A session because we want an open idea. Oh, I'm a racist. There you go. That's a new one. Where'd you learn that one? In Social Human Studies 101. Right next to the giant, I don't know, wild boar I couldn't see who said, there's no such thing as fat chicks! Guess what? If you think there aren't, you are one, okay?
Wait, what did he say? No such thing as what? I didn't hear
fat
that part.
Fat chicks. There's no such thing as fat chicks. Great. If you think that, then you
boar,
are
boar I couldn't see who said, there's no such thing as fat chicks! Guess what? If you think there aren't, you are
you
one.
You are one.
Okay? Did he just make a fat joke? Yeah, I did. And no, it's okay, because I got some here, so screw you. I have a faggot pass and a fat pass today. We wanted to come out here and tell a few jokes. We wanted to have a thoughtful discussion. We want an open conversation of ideas. You guys can't be grown adults enough to literally wait 10 minutes to the point where we open the floor. And unlike leftists, guess what? We don't try and ban you when your speakers come to school. We don't show up and protest and call them, oh, shut up, you just got owned and now you're trying to come back 5 minutes later. It's like George... The jerk store called, they're running out of you, George Costanza, you androgynous little amoeba. And by the way, these opinions you're yelling out, they're not even your opinions. They're your opinions from your gender studies professor, and the really reason you picked it was because you thought it was your best chance at getting laid. You just decided to walk on in.
You know, okay, before...
That is good, man.
Before...
Fucking
A. These kids in the audience need to learn. Before trying to save everything, before trying to stop fat shaming, before any of that, the main thing you have to learn, and this should be day one stuff, is... You never argue with the person with a microphone. You're going to lose.
You're going to lose.
Yeah. Yep.
They have the microphone. They have the attention.
The thing is that, like, this whole, like, people getting shouted down from, like, debates or things like that has been going on for a while. And they finally were like, let's get somebody who deals with it. Like, let's start sending comedians on these panel discussions because these are the guys that can handle this nonsense because they deal with it night in and night out as far as hecklers go.
That's a good point.
To try and pick up chicks at the San Francisco retread pot smoking drum circle, only to realize that your very glance in the direction of a woman causes a barren womb.
Yes.
Sorry, Joel just made me think of, that's a really good point you just made, but...
I know, God damn it, I make good points.
But if that were the case, then why wouldn't they put the comedian up first to calm the audience down and then let the person who actually has a point...
Probably because it's more fun to let them do that and then let the comedian go off and actually say what everybody's feeling. Yeah.
There's only a minute left, let's play it out.
Oh, you think this is going to get better? No. Is he going to check his privilege? That's not going to happen. I don't want to come out here and give someone the finger, but it's because he walked out and this chick is a... Start a show like that. This is absurd. At least when you go back to like Christina Hoff Sommer's days, self-professed Democrats, hippies, the retreads that you guys want to be, at least they thought they were fighting the system. They thought they were trying to create transparency. They really thought they were for free speech. You people are openly and completely against it. You're not fighting for free speech. You're not fighting for rights. You're fighting for the right to be a pussy and not hear opinions that you don't like.
Woo!
That is fucking true.
That's pretty much He is taking his dick out and smacking them straight in the nose with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
But who are these other people on the stage, though? Who is that blonde woman?
I don't know who she's one. The other guy is this Milo. Yes, I've seen that guy. He's another one that fucks with people. Hammy says he likes Milo. Hammy, Skype in if you have a chance. Explain to me who this Milo guy is, because you probably know better than I do.
That Milo guy is Doc loves him. Mm-hmm. Doc Wheatley loves him.
Yeah,
and I don't know why, but he's a gay. He's a queer, and he
right. That's not even funny.
That wasn't a joke. Why are you laughing?
I know. Things are funny to me right now.
Are you all right? What happened today?
I'm absolutely fine. But listen, this Milo guy, he's a gay man.
I think you are. I think we should talk about that for a second while we wait for Hamley to call in to talk about Milo, because you just said you didn't know who or what he was about. So let's talk about you, Rorschach. What's going on today? Are you all right?
Yeah. Well, Dutch, here's how good things are for me.
Okay.
I love you.
Yeah, you're on drugs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to let you go.
No.
Enjoy the rest of the show because...
No. We got to talk to Hammy first. We got to talk to Hammy.
We got to talk to Hammy. You...
You can be on drugs.
You can be on drugs. I think we're better on drugs, the show in general.
Are you guys seriously going to throw me off the show?
I'm not throwing you off the show. You were never on the show.
Wait a minute.
I called
wait
in
a minute,
as a caller.
Wait a minute. Dutch, are you guys going to throw me? Dutch, are you going to throw me off the show?
If I had the hang up button, I would have hung up on you 10 minutes ago. But I don't have that power because I'm not the one taking the calls. So.
Royce, are you going to throw me off the show?
Okay. Let's
okay, so, we're getting into like a weird like are you threatening
let's
us
all,
with that question?
Let's all calm.
No,
I don't know who you think
no,
you're
no.
talking to right
let's
now, dude.
Let's all calm down. Let's do that number one.
I love Radio Wars.
We're not doing a Radio
Wars. I'm not trying to do a Radio Wars. This is a Radio Wars. Like, you obviously got some shit you got to deal with, and we're trying to do a show.
Couple things. Number one.
I will shut up.
Number one, I am glad you called. I have no issue with you calling, but yes.
I don't have an issue with you either.
Hold on. Hey, give me talk. I have no issue with you rushing as you're calling, but Dutch does have a point. You did come on, and we didn't know we were doing it. Not that I mind, but doing a segment. Now, you clearly are laughing at things, so it leads me to believe you may be on something that's making you giggle a lot, and it's a little weird. So,
a little distracting.
And it's distracting, and you're interrupting the other hosts.
Okay, then listen. I'm not gonna
hold on.
Wait a minute.
No, this is the thing. This is our show. We just told you what you're doing to our show. So I don't think you really have an opinion as far as getting irritated or angry at us. So
listen, I will not disconnect, but I will wait to see if you guys disconnect from me.
What?
All right, it just got weird.
What did he say,
Royce? I don't really feel like doing this.
Hey, Joe. Hold on. Hey, Joe.
I'd like to just do our show.
Hey, Joe. What's up?
Hey. Sorry,
on,
I'm
buddy.
A little late.
No problem. Hold on. Real
Maybe
quick.
Tag
Joe,
team
Joe,
in.
Joe,
thanks,
Joe.
Rock
Joe, hold on. Hold on. Joe, wait a second.
No, wait a minute, Dutch. Like Dutch, something. I'm on your side now.
Joe, hold on. I'm talking
I
on
walk
my...
Into.
Can I talk on my show? Listen. Joe.
Yes!
Now, Rorschach, see what Joe did? Me and Joe chatted off air, and I was like, hey, buddy, do the show. And he's like, yeah, I'll call in. He didn't just randomly call in. Stay on the show on drugs and keep laughing and start fighting with my producer. But now I'll let you rebut. Go ahead, Rorschach. Go ahead. Okay, he's out of here.
Jesus.
Welcome back.
I'm wondering how long that was going to go on
that
for.
That took too long.
Rain it in. Bring it back to Hippo Juice. Wait.
I texted you a while ago, Marie, by the way.
My phone is in another room charging. I wasn't. Yeah.
So,
like, do this the whole show? Like, I understand like our caller here and there, but we didn't invite him to co-host. We invited Joe to co-host.
Joe?
We'll invite you to co-host, but you have to wait to be invited.
Right. Hey, listen, that's the guy exactly. You know, I've been watching a lot. And by the way, Joe, thank you so much for sending me the Larry Sanders box set.
Oh,
that's
you're
fucking
very welcome,
awesome,
sir.
I cannot wait to play the commentary and all that stuff.
You'll love it.
But sometimes I feel like I need like an Artie, like someone that could keep some people away from me because
I'm
trying my
I've
best.
Had, I wanted to message you that. I forget where I was. I think I was at Conti's wedding, I think. I had that same exact thought. I mean, it sounds insane, but there's been so many times in social situations since recently, whenever you watch the whole series, where I just want to turn to my side and go, Artie.
Yeah, because you don't want to deal with things. You want a middleman. Like,
yes.
Look, here's the thing. I like Rorschach and Doc. I love their show. Doc's done the show several times. But you know how Doc does the show? Hey, buddy, can I be on the show? Yeah, man, no problem. We're free tonight. Come and do the show. Or, hey, Doc, you want to fill in? Yeah, sure, man, no problem. That's how you do it. There's a, you know, like, this is how I do Joe's show. If I'm listening, Joe will go, well, hey, bro, call in. Or I'll text him, hey, man, might have to do the show. No problem, man, hop on. It's not just like, hey, bro. You know, and it wasn't just a call.
It's one thing if you call in and just do a quick, you know, comment on the topic at hand and then go. That's different. Like usually if I want to do radio with Joe, I'll just start insulting everybody on the show in the chat room until Joe just goes, Dutch, just call in, you asshole.
Exactly.
And I call in.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do with Royce.
What do you call, call it? Fishing for the invite.
Exactly. Fishing for the invite.
Fishing for the invite. Exactly.
He, on the other hand, just completely, it's like a fish who jumped out of the water and tried to sink our boat.
It's a giant fish analogy.
Oh fuck. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh,
we were talking about social justice warriors.
Social justice. Yes, this comedian, yeah, Joe, Milo guy. Let's find out what he's all about.
Yeah, you saw the Steven Crowder video, right, Joe?
I don't think I did.
He
I'd like to lie to you to keep the show flowing. I'm sorry.
In a nutshell, he
watched it later, but yeah. He unloaded on all of University of Massachusetts.
Because this fat-armed woman, you did see the fat-armed girl, right, in the audience?
No.
Okay. Dutch, I know you.
Team hate speech anniversary. What was it? It was so wordy, and she was trying to get a chant, but it was too wordy.
Why are you calling back, Rorschach? I'm doing a show. Sorry. I apologize, guys. We got this.
So there's more social justice warriors
yes,
now.
In a very short
Good,
summary,
finally.
There
Sorry,
was
Mike.
There was a University of Massachusetts open forum debate where we had Republicans and Democrats talking about some social justice blah blah blah, and a fat bitch in the audience started yelling at them when she could have waited 5 minutes longer to the Q&A session to try to interrupt them, and. Now there's a comedian on stage that is ripping the audience apart because they couldn't just sit there and be quiet for 5 minutes.
Yeah, play a snippet of him.
I have both of them open. I wanted to show him Fat Arms first to see what he
Did
was doing.
Did she have a retarded sister they made fun of?
Okay, this is... No, this is a different one.
Are we at the good part, though?
Well, I can...
You gotta go to the... go straight to the good part. No, wait for the good.
Oh. Joe, are you in? Hey, okay, you can see it. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Go to the good one now.
Oh yeah, you want me to kick forward to when she?
Oh, kick forward to just that part. Yeah.
To the arm jiggle.
Arm jiggle. Yeah, yeah. I know what he's looking for.
That's the money shot.
Right. Yeah, I know where it is.
Right about there.
Right around here. Keep this hate speed out of this campus now. She's a little. She's
to recharge the
dude. I don't know. She's either on something or there's
no. Back up at least another 10 seconds.
Sure.
The lead up from Joe.
Listen, my friend, this is one of those videos that I never mind having to play again.
She's like half downs.
But this is free speech if you're so concerned. God, free speech.
Please keep your comments. Please keep your comments to the Q&A session.
Keep free speech out of this campus. Keep the hate speech out of this campus. Keep the hate speech.
The way that
it's the side recharge that I love.
The way that she's moving her arms up and down reminds me of some sort of Donkey Kong video game.
But this is such a perfect representation of everyone with that mentality.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That they heard someone in the background saying something that they agree with, and then they just shove it down your face.
Instantly latch on, yeah. now they're part of something.
They didn't have a thought of their own, but when someone else said something, we're like, yeah, what that guy said. Fuck you.
Which basically, when Steven Crowder, like, there's another video where after this whole nonsense happened, he gets up and says exactly that. He really unloads on these kids.
But my thing is, her arms, I haven't seen a wave like that since a bunch of Thai people died. Like, it is scary and haunting. You know?
But by the looks of this monster, like what Marie was saying, this is probably the first time she's ever felt like she could belong to something. And yeah, when she heard that other guy yell and she thought she could
That's
be part
not
of
true.
It.
She could belong to a lot of things. She could belong to the animals.
She could be the queen of all manatees.
Right. I was talking about her relatives, Royce, but that
she
is
could,
a good
She
point.
Could chase blimps. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many things. Now, I'll play a little snippet of Steven Crowder.
People wanted to come out and have a good time, hear a few jokes, some thoughtful discussion, but your head pops off the pillow in the morning with, oh, how can I be a professional victim today? Let me go in and screw with their act just because, oh my God, your parents didn't tell you that your opinion wasn't worth that much. Look, they're confused. They're confused. You know why? Because I'm not your gender studies professor who has to cater to your trigger warning, microaggression, safe space bullshit.
So that's kind of, yeah.
I love this guy.
And he does that for a good solid 5 minutes.
He fucking murders them. I mean, it wasn't even fair. They had to leave crying. But it
that
is.
That was basically the stuff that Obama was talking about a couple of weeks ago, going like, this is not good.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
You know, we got campuses that are doing this.
Dude, shit. Exactly. When Obama
even spoke about it.
Obama.
That exact issue.
Obama said, and I couldn't believe, he was speaking at a college. He goes, you have to let conservatives and other people speak here. That's how we grow.
You have to allow other opinions.
Yeah, you have
Getting
to allow other
screaming
opinions.
Screaming someone till they have to leave because they can't get a word in isn't how this works.
Obama said you don't have to agree with them, but you should listen. That's how you grow. And I'm like, God damn it, when Obama is fucking saying that, this is a fucking problem.
Celebrate good Obama. Come on. It's Obama, Obama.
And the guest in the chat, what you said earlier, Joe, she doesn't belong to a gym. So that's for sure.
Good point.
But
yeah, when the president has to say that,
there's a problem. Mm-hmm. There's a
holy
fucking,
shit. I was actually impressed with the amount of applause that crowd gave him. Like, you know, that they actually,
I mean,
sounded like a decent amount were on his side, which
there's about 1,000 people there. And I think maybe 20 or 30 were the ones who were constantly
yelling.
The
problem. Well, yeah, because, you know, the people that went there, I guess, went specifically because they liked the dude and they knew what he was about and whatever. You know what I mean?
And then the other ones who just knew the name and go, oh, conservatives, we have to go and ruin this for everybody. And they didn't realize they were dealing with a professional comedian.
Well, dude, I can almost guarantee that's exactly what the mentality was. We're going to go just so we can get offended and protest and yell and, you know,
holy crap, that is funny. Did somebody say that? She looks like Wreck-It Ralph.
No, at first it was me at first thinking it was Donkey Kong that she reminded me of, but then I'm like, no, that's not what I was thinking.
Look at the chat room. She looks like Wreck-It Ralph.
I was thinking of Wreck-It Ralph. I was thinking of like a video game where your arms are way too big and the whole idea is to punch the ground. The
somebody
back and
needs
forth.
To take that gif and put keep your hate speech out of this campus.
Yes, it's someone... Send that to Mitch. He could make that. Keep this hate speech out of this campus would be perfect. Oh my God. If you go glasses on her, look on him. But
look, oh boy.
Look, I have it up here. How much do you think she weighs? If we're being honest, let's look at her. How much?
400. I'm
three bills.
400.
Four's a
four
little
bills.
Much.
Three bills.
Three
right?
bills?
Yeah.
I didn't see. Well, she could be an iceberg. There could be a lot more down.
She could be an iceberg.
I don't know if she's taking up two seats. I don't know. I'm just looking from her flabby tits up. So
she would not be allowed on Southwest.
Her head alone has to weigh at least 65 pounds.
She wouldn't be allowed on Southwest. She wouldn't be allowed on a cargo plane because of weight limits. Fucking the last time I saw something this big, Bill Murray was trying to fucking parachute it off an island.
They need to like airlift her out with a helicopter. Like, yeah, we're going to need a Harrier jet.
That was an Operation Dumbo drop joke. You won't hear those jokes anywhere else, but I'm More Like Radio. Oh,
if we
fuck.
Don't make Operation Dumbo drop jokes, who will?
That's a good point.
If it hasn't been done already, by the way, there has to be a GIF made of this monster flapping her arms up and down.
Oh, it's all over the internet.
It's
dude, this thing
everybody has to. Dude,
it is everywhere.
If she flaps any hard, the only thing keeping her down is her weight. Because with those wings, if she were to flap that hard, she would fucking
get some. Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen an elephant fly.
She should have a feather in her nose, huh? There should be racist crows singing to her.
Yeah.
Well, I do
believe.
I tell
you, look at the size of this fat bitch.
Oh, fuck. And I see a feminist fly. Well, I do believe. All right. We're going to go to break. When we come back from break, we're going to switch from social justice warriors.
She looks like a troll doll with her hair.
That hair really is fucking bothering me.
It looks so bad. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure that those glasses don't even have lenses in them.
No, are you kidding me? Those are weight supporting glasses.
They're keeping her. Boy, she's got at least 14 dimples in that elbow.
She fucking, her arm, you know when you go like to a Ren Fair or amusement park and they give you those turkey legs? That's what her arm looks like. Yeah. I want to festively eat her arm while I'm walking down looking for cotton candy.
No.
She is fucking disgusting. Where does she buy her clothes? Seriously. Look, fat shaming.
Go to your tire.
Fat shaming is not okay.
Fat shaming is wrong is what I want to
put out. What was the last thing I had? If you say this thing is a fat chick, this means you probably are one.
That is what he said. And is our Skype doing something funny?
Yeah.
Your Skype call went to yellow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All right, we'll go to break. We'll fix that. When we come back, we're going to have the 15 movies with 0% on Rotten Tomato.
Ooh.
And some more.
Warlike Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Comte and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlike Radio!
Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you wanna do? You wanna go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't wanna play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one,
the old promo,
it has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're gonna...
edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're exercising?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. All right, let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poos Poos.
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
What are horse fights that... I've never heard of that.
What it is you have one beautiful, strong, thoroughbred horse against another horse of equal caliber.
Mm-hmm.
They get up on their haunches, they put on the gloves, and they punch each other till they dead.
These are horse fights to the death?
When a horse put all his weight and power behind that punch, one punch gonna take you right to
the
death.
That's gonna snap a neck. Horses, they have elongated necks. Yeah. Not everybody knows this.
They have faces that are long, too.
Long faces.
We've seen horses. We've seen pictures of them.
Yeah, yeah. You got a head start.
So how many dead horses are on your consciences?
I don't know. We weren't keeping track. We were just having fun.
That's right.
So you have a lot of fun when you do this?
That is the number one rule of horse fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The number one rule, the way we start every fight is we say...
You gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh. So, now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome two horses that are gonna punch to the death.
Why are you saying you gotta laugh? What are you laughing at?
When you are surrounded by so many dead horses, you gotta laugh.
You gotta understand, these horses, they're like our own sons.
That's right.
And five of them are guaranteed to die.
Before breakfast.
So, when you're surrounded with that kind of sadness...
That much horse
you gotta laugh.
Just because you gotta laugh.
I'd fuck me. Would you fuck me?
Yeah.
Second hour of the Hippo Juice Show. 954-573-2780. Hippo Juice Film on Skype. Cousin Joe joining us for the second hour. Always great when we have him. Dutch not back yet. Price still outside. Smoking a square. Is that what kids say now when they're smoking a cigarette? Smoking a square?
Why do they call it a square, Royce?
I know. In high school, they used
to... Oh, hi, John.
Hi, Joe.
In high school.
I believe it's Doobie.
Doobie? No, that's no Doobie. Doobie is...
Oh, that's the wacky tobacco.
That's wacky tobacco, sir.
Oh.
The fucking evil marijuanas.
Joel might be picking up some more throw up from his dog that's too afraid to be in the house.
Well, would you want to be in a house with fucking them two? I'd fucking throw up too. I've been in a house with them and I did throw up. So as a matter of fact, yeah, I know exactly what that dog feels like.
Aw.
Oh, he can't even defend himself. Back.
Live.
I wanted to get into this. There's only 15 movies that have 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Only 15?
In the history of movies and film?
In the history of Rotten Tomatoes.
In the history of Rotten Tomatoes, but you know they have retroactively reviewed movies too. So right. There's only 15 that got 0%, which means they didn't get one good review. Not one. Marie, can you start the list for me?
I would absolutely. Do you happen to know, as I go into this, if they are in any particular order of zero?
No. There's all 0%, so it doesn't matter. They're all exactly the same.
Can I ask, are these all or mostly indie films? Or
nope.
Are these actually like...
No, some are
real movies.
Real movies. First one, Marie?
I will answer your question subsequently by saying the number one is The Ridiculous Six, released in 2015.
That's Adam's
really horrible.
Adam Sandler's new direct-to-Netflix film.
Despite breaking the Netflix record of becoming the most watched movie opening in the company's history, apparently a lot of people were suffering through this Adam Sandler comedy over the holiday season. The buzzworthy cast and the spinoff of the recent Tarantino hit, The Hateful Eight.
I want to point something out. That means more people saw this movie than anybody else on Netflix, and it still got not one good review. So can you imagine how bad that... Like, there's not even one reviewer that was like, oh, I like Adam Sandler because of Happy Gilmore. No.
How and why are there still Adam Sandler fans?
Dude!
I've been asking this for years.
I mean...
It's weird, right?
The quote here said, it's standard couch fare for Adam Sandler fanatics and must avoid viewing for film enthusiasts of every other persuasion.
He's an anomaly where he continues to make... the worst movies possible, but they always make a ton of money.
It's weird, right?
So what is a film studio supposed to do?
Did Jack and Jill actually make money?
Yes.
Holy shit.
How much did Jack... I'll pull that up because I know you have the story up. Jack and Jill.
There's been quite a few times I've ran into people and that came up and, no, you got to watch it. It was actually funny. And I just slowly try to back away.
Jack and Jill made 100.
Just think to myself, I'm never talking to this person again.
149 million is what it made.
149 million.
That's worldwide.
That's too much.
And how? Let me see. Because normally Box Office Mojo, okay, it costs 79 million to make.
Oh boy.
So no,
that's still a profit.
They made
though.
A profit. They made a profit.
I mean, and that's the reason why these studios. I think it was Sony was backing them for a while.
Yeah. It's the majority of like blockbuster movies barely make a profit. And that's like, what, almost double? That's
yeah.
We as a collective disgusting. Are not learning our lesson at all. All right. Going to number two here on the list of zero stars, zero rated Netflix movies is Staying Alive from 1983.
Oh, that was a sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed it was. Sylvester Stallone's follow-up to Saturday Night Fever starring John Travolta was struggling to stay alive among critics.
I get it.
It was named by Entertainment Weekly as the worst sequel ever. While the
this was?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, actually, I think, isn't Travolta here, John? Can he tell us about this?
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, look at my hair. I mean, I had such a good success doing Grease. I was like, hey, if I can do one dance number, I can do a bunch of them, let alone a single.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
While the original film scored an impressive 88% on Rotten Tomatoes and is largely considered one of the best films of the 70s, Staying Alive apparently lacked the heart and soul as critics concluded that it was shockingly embarrassing and unnecessary.
Hold on. You're saying shockingly embarrassing, like it's a bad thing.
Yes. Trading the original's dramatic depth for a series of uninspired dance sequences.
You think that's in the back of the DVD? Shockingly embarrassing?
It's in quotes and bold right over the face.
That's the best one they could use. Go ahead.
The next one up on the list of zero rated. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, didn't Freddy Got Fingered, didn't they use that when they were promoting the movie? Like, worst movie I've ever seen.
Yes.
You know, like when they show a movie in like the trailers and they have the critics reviews. Yeah. Freddy Got Fingered did that like on purpose.
But the problem
saying, this is hands down the worst thing I've ever.
The next one on the list is The Contract from 2006. No,
wait, who was in that?
Morgan Freeman.
What's the cut?
Well,
wow, a Morgan Freeman movie with 0%?
That's crazy. Is that with John Cusack?
Shitty movies.
Uh-huh. Well, filmmaker...
I saw that. I thought that was okay.
Oh, you did?
Uh-oh.
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 He's so counterculture.
Well, filmmaker Bruce...
I love John Cusack. I watch
You know, I've tried to say, well, filmmaker five times now. Ooh. And Joe has interrupted me successfully every time.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, buddy.
I think you might have meant Joan Cusack.
I think you're a little testy from that whole Rorschach thing.
I am testy. I'm
don't take it out on Joe. Joe's my friend.
I don't want to take it out on anyone. I just don't want to be interrupted.
Okay, go ahead.
While filmmaker Bruce Besserford's previous collaboration with Morgan Freeman and Driving Miss Daisy resulted in a Best Picture nomination, their 2006 thriller, along with John Cusack, was far from that level of critical acclaim. The direct-to-video film struggled from the get-go with financing and scripting, and the resulting film struggled as well as one Rotten Tomatoes review reads that the contract was little more than a clumsy pile-up of hackneyed themes, one-dimensional characters, and mediocre tension.
I've never seen it. Maul says he's so counterculture, Joe's Tombstone.
All right, now you can give commentary on John
Cusack. We're allowed?
And Morgan Freeman.
We're allowed?
You have 5 minutes, go.
Nah, I feel like that was a little condescending, yeah, and now I don't want to add any input.
Me neither. I'm scared.
Excellent.
I'm scared too.
Now, next one.
Reese, the only female that scares me, even
it's creepy.
Half across the country
it's
away.
Creepy.
Frightening.
Let's keep it that way.
Would you move on?
Yes, to number four, Switching Goals, 1999.
I'm sorry.
What?
But pornos shouldn't count.
I was just going to say, I'm looking at the picture and I'm getting hard.
Now, who was in the movie?
The Olsen Twins.
The Olsen Twins! 1999.
That's all you need are the Olsen
Twins.
Don't
you make fun of my babies.
I won't. But I will read the description here that says the Olsen Twins have a huge arsenal of family-friendly films that are sure to delight Mary-Kate and Ashley fans, but critics didn't hold back when it came to their 1999 TV movie, Switching Goals. The review gathered totally panned the G-rated comedies that the Olsen Twins banked on, as one wrote, so horrific are the Olsen flicks that only their logical use could be as bad behavior deterrents.
And they're billionaires. Like, don't forget that. The Olsen Twins are billionaires.
As in, behave yourself or I'll put on the Olsen Twins movie.
All right, is it just me or is at least one of them no longer hot or close to being no longer hot?
I'll be honest.
You went anorexic.
I was one of the few people that never found them attractive. I never liked them. I never thought they.
And it was like
really when they were like 17,
too skinny.
Not for me.
I know, but you know, but for me, they're too skinny, and I was like, no, never big.
What about you, Dutch? Didn't that kind of grow like not so?
Yeah, no. I mean, I had a crush on them when I was a kid.
Yeah. Like, no one's hotter. Say, if we're talking about childhood stars, like Topanga from Boy Meets World was probably the hottest.
Oh, I can't think of anyone.
And by the way, that's blasphemy for me because I like Kelly and Saved by the Bell. But joking aside,
if we go to this,
no, I'm not. See, I'm not. I'm actually showing you how much I like Topanga. Joking aside, even Saved by the Bell aside, Topanga was the hottest girl out of all those shows.
Oh my god!
Because she was attainable. To her? She looked attainable. She looked like the kind of girl, and that she had that personality on
the
Boys
Girl Next Door. Does
you feel like you could actually attain her?
She's on Girl Meets World now. I think they made
Disney comedy spinoff where Corey and Topanga are married and they have kids, and those kids are now the center of the show.
Right.
Oh. I can't tell if you guys are joking.
No, this is real. This is true. It's on Netflix.
Holy shit.
Just believe everything.
It's on
the
Disney Channel.
Yeah, but I mean, the first season's on Netflix.
As is Fuller House.
If you want to masturbate.
Which I do.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Topanga, I guess you can too. Next one.
Numero cinco on the list of zero-rated films is the 2015 The Sea of Trees.
Okay, and now that's McConaughey. Right?
Uh-huh, Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey.
Director Gus Van Sant seems to be hit or miss with his films, being able to boast solid films like Good Will Hunting and Milk on his resume, while also having to own up to bombs such as Psycho, the remake. His 2015 mystery starring Oscar-winning Matthew McConaughey, yes, he was an Oscar winner at this point, Naomi Watts.
Now I'm selling Buicks.
Lincolns.
Lincolns. Watanabe. That's a great last name. Ken Watanabe?
That was the dude that was in Inception. The Asian dude in Inception?
Oh, okay.
And he was in Gojira.
Ah. This film was loudly booed and laughed at during the movie's Cannes Film Festival debut.
Boo! Wow, at a film festival being laughed, that's bad.
That is pretty embarrassing.
Because normally at film festivals, they
it's like a respectful audience, and you know, it's not very open-minded usually.
It's fucking a bad movie then.
That's
one critic summed up that Sea of Trees felt like an entirely appropriate title. It makes you feel like you're drowning and it's full of sap.
That's actually not bad. Thanks.
That's not bad at all. Number six is The Fox and the Hound 2 from 2006.
There was a sequel?
There was a sequel, my friend.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Indeed.
When you're the best of friends.
No, don't even. I'm just going to start crying. You just bought a dog.
Down together.
You just bought a dog, Dutch. You shouldn't be singing those things.
Well, I'm going to kill the dead fox.
Stop.
Not singing. My awesome little wolf dog.
Stop singing.
Yeah, until your hound has to start hunting down Pepper, and then you're going to feel real bad.
I'm a hound dog.
All right. That
movie made me cry, too.
The 1981
original... Is that
original...
Elvis?
Yes.
Hmm? I just put in the chat, by the way. That's me. I got to change my username. Sorry.
Oh, what that's Topanga in a bikini?
I just searched Mr. Skin for Danielle Fishel nude. That's as close as you get.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, she's pretty wholesome.
She didn't hold up too well. Oof.
Oh, she doesn't look good now?
What? Really?
She's got the same arms as that chick in the audience. Look.
Oh, no.
Click on, blow it up.
Oh, dude, that's old. That's an old picture of her. She was pregnant at the time. Notice how I'm like making every excuse for her right now.
Since when do women give birth out of their shoulders? What are you talking about?
She does.
You ever heard of those shoulder births?
No.
All the weight just goes to their arms.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. The 1981 original Disney animated film was a beloved childhood classic, but the long-awaited midquel apparently wasn't worth the wait. While Reba McEntire and Patrick Swayze lent their vocals to the song happy direct-to-video film, it failed to live up anywhere close to the classic it's based off of. As one critic posed, the question is surely not, are there better sequels or even midquels to the original Fox and the Hound, but could there possibly be a worse one?
That bad? I'm not gonna lie. I never even knew there was one. I knew there were sequels to Aladdin.
Yeah, Return of Jafar.
Yes,
and then
one more.
Yeah, there was one more.
But I didn't know about that one.
The third one had Robin Williams back.
Yeah.
All right. Number seven on the list is the 1999 film titled The Suburbans with Will Ferrell. Despite working
on... Is anybody else sick of Will Ferrell?
Dude.
I am.
Just like Sandler for 10 years. I've been sick.
Oh,
I've never...
God, I'm sick of him already. And I really did used to like his stuff, but now it's just like Anchorman.
Again, like Sandler, it's the same act over and over again, same character. It's like enough.
Anchorman 2 was fucking terrible.
I honestly didn't even see the first one.
It was Anchorman 1 was funny, but Anchorman 2 was fucking terrible.
Well, the Suburbans review here says...
Tell me about it, please.
I will, right now. Okay. Despite working on the mega hit Armageddon the previous year, J.J. Abrams followed it up by producing this failed satirical comedy starring the 90s It girl Jennifer Love Hewitt.
This is J.J. Abrams?
This is J.J.
Abrams. Whoa! With a J.J. Abrams Will Ferrell movie?
And then a still up-and-coming Will Ferrell, because remember, this was 1999.
What's it called?
The Suburbans.
Okay.
Barely making over $11,000 in its limited release box office run.
Is that a lot of is that a lot of money?
$11,000?
Is that a lot?
You couldn't even buy a Civic with that. Even a wilder release wouldn't have saved the film as it was wider. Panned by its... Sorry, wider. You're right.
Not Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Van Wilder. Fuck.
Good save.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really good at that. One review on Rotten Tomatoes simply describes the film as painfully laugh-free.
Oh, a Will Ferrell movie that's not... Well, that's all his new movies.
That's sad. That's sad.
Is that really sad?
It's really, really sad. All right. The next one on the list as I post
Godfather.
The image...
Three.
...was Reach Me from 2014.
Oh, it's a Stallone flick.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know how to reach me. You got a phone, you get your cell phone provider, and you hit the little buttons and then hit call. You know what I'm saying?
Sly, I'm not sure that sounds like a good plot for a film.
I mean, hey, I mean, you're talking to a guy. He's a Renaissance man. I mean, hey, I mean, I wrote, directed, and starred in my movie Rocky. Hey,
look, Sly, listen, that doesn't help the plot.
Listen, listen.
Hey, you know, hey, I actually, you know, won an Academy Award a couple months ago.
Sly,
so,
do you
hey,
hear what I'm asking? Do you?
Oh, listen, hey, look, all I'm saying is, if you just want to reach me, you know how to reach me, hey?
Right, but the point is, I don't know if that'd be a feature like film.
But you know, you just reach me. I mean,
sir, can you hear me?
Here's what we're gonna do. You say, we have to give him the movie because I think that's the only way he's gonna stop. If we say yes, look, we'll throw him a couple mil, right? If we throw him a
is
couple,
is that
mil,
how he's been making movies?
I put him on. I put him on mute. Do you think he's at a McDonald's? Just hold on. Listen, when we put him back on, just tell him yes, throw him some money, and he'll stop. Like, $2 million is worth it to me to end this phone call with Sylvester Stallone. Okay, hey Sly, yeah, we're gonna do it, buddy.
Oh, hey, it's wonderful. Hey, we start here to write up paperwork next week. Hey.
Thanks, Sly. All right, buddy.
Bye, man. Hey.
Asshole.
Despite having an all-star cast such as Sylvester Stallone, Kyra Sedgwick, Kelsey Grammer, and The Walking Dead star Lauren Cohen, the ensemble piece didn't reach many fans or critics alike in a positive way. Failing on almost every level, the critics' consensus at Rotten Tomatoes reads as follows. Featuring a bewildering array of talented actors pummeled by disjointed direction and a dull, hackneyed script, Reach Me is so fundamentally misbegotten that its title reads more like a threat.
Jesus. All right, next one. Fucking Stallone. But although Creed was good. The movie,
it wasn't.
You didn't like it?
Neither were any of the Rocky. I'm from Philadelphia, and I think Rocky's.
Did you watch Creed?
No, I don't have
to. Then how can you say it's like at least...
Because I've seen two other Rocky movies, and I think they stink too.
Yeah, but the Anne Bullwinkle one is not part of the fucking trilogies.
That is the same logic.
That's the problem.
This one, I can't even believe. The all-star cast.
What is... Wow, that's...
Morgan
Freeman. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right?
Okay, so Kevin Spacey, LL Cool J, Morgan Freeman, and Justin Timberlake.
The Timbs.
First off, I love Kevin Spacey. I'm a fucking huge fanboy of Kevin Spacey.
Right. Yeah, this movie is Edison
God
from 2005.
God damn, has a great set of hair, man.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey had a nice set of hair, huh?
Uh-huh, sure did. Sorry,
so what, like the cancer still in remission?
Edison? Like, what's it Edison about?
Having worked on Law & Order Special Victims Unit, you'd think...
Dun-dun!
You'd think David J. Burke would be in a good spot to direct a police-themed thriller starring Morgan Freeman, LL Cool J, Justin Timberlake, Morgan and Kevin Freeman. Spacey. But you'd be wrong.
It's gonna be me.
Critics were scratching their heads that such an A-list talent would appear in such a dud of a film, with one commenting that there's nothing redeeming in this pathetic shoot 'em up.
But Kevin Spacey's so good.
I know. I don't even understand
seen,
how
have
he
you
would...
Seen Seven?
I don't even understand how...
But it's probably one of those movies where he's got like 7 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. And then that's all the trailer is?
Yeah.
I think LL Cool J only did that movie in agreement that he would have had a hit single for it as well.
Oh, no. No.
Like, deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin.
Remember that fucking terrible, what was it, Deep Blue, that movie Deep Blue? Mm. LL Cool J did a rap song
they
for it.
They swim backwards.
Oh my God, Marie.
Oh, what? Right. Smart sharks.
Put a little pause on what you're doing because I have to play a quick song for everybody.
I'd like a memory refresh.
Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin.
Isn't that where Shark Mode came from or no?
No, Shark Mode was completely something else.
Oh.
Here we go.
And Samuel L. was in it. My head is like a shark's fin.
Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. Deepest, bluest. John did a really good rendition.
John is autistic with certain impressions that he could do. He really is. I'm amazed by it sometimes.
I blocked this out of my memory. I'm not gonna lie.
Whoa! He's a fucking shark!
I remember this now.
He's a shark!
Oh, we're dramatic.
You know what's sad is like LL Cool J's 45 years old when he made this. But he's like 60 now.
He's a shark, dude.
I think he only did that movie too so that the black guy would live in like a fucking horror movie.
Notice how they're all wearing life jackets in the pool, though.
I just don't get it.
Those aren't tank tops.
No, yeah. I get why you said that.
See, because, okay.
No,
yeah,
I got it. Like, it's not that I didn't get it.
Yeah,
I understand.
I just wanted to let it sit there so everyone got it.
Royce. That's okay. Racism, thank you, man. I love to racism, bro.
Hey, Royce.
Yeah.
Thank you for showing me what it looks like. Enough money. That's what enough money looks like. Because there's no way he thought that was a good idea.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. There's certain things.
They just paid him enough money to do this.
When he looked at the script, he was like, you know what? I could use another tennis court. Like, that's what it was. I could use another tennis court.
And I got to give it to him. He tried to sell it.
Yeah.
He tried to sell it. But there's no way he believed it.
No.
Look at that. Look at that, bro. His hat is like a shark's fin.
Just imagining the pitch to this.
That's a real lyric.
You get to sing underwater. No one's done that before.
Deep
check this out.
My head is like a shark's fin. Is it my hat or my head?
My head.
I think hat.
Hat.
Oh, turn it off. But now I have to hear it.
Hat.
That lyric exists in this world that we live in.
He's singing about his hat?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
By the way, there's no official video for this because it was so bad. Someone else had to put it up. Like, you know, it's one of those that he doesn't want up out there.
All right.
I mean, to me, and I won't show one if you're off. I don't because I know, Marie, you have other ones. But the most embarrassing one, I think, out of all the
Sharks fin songs,
out of all the movie related songs, you know, it's not Men in Black. It's not. It has to be this one.
Wild Wild West and Men in Black are awesome.
Are you shut
you like
face.
Wild Wild
shut
West?
Your face. I love the
don't
movie.
Don't you disrespect my boy from Philly? Not. I will defend him all day.
Do not. No.
All day.
Dutch, you're doing okay, right?
I'm doing it.
I love this song. Yeah. I love that movie.
Wild West.
James West. Elliot Ness.
Do not lump this in.
Turn it up,
Shark.
Don't you dare turn it down. Turn on my
go to Rotten Tomatoes. Tell me what it got.
I'm not going because it got a heart in my soul.
Everyone's missing the picture with this. Everyone knows that Eric Cartman did the best rendition of the song.
Give a hand with my hip, man. James West, taming the West. So remember the
name. Now who you gonna call? Now who you gonna call? 17% on Rotten Tomato it got.
So awful.
Is this
awesome.
What killed Kevin Kline's career? I haven't seen him since.
Could be.
How did Will Seriously. Smith survive?
Yeah, he just does voiceover shit now.
Well, Kevin Kline's been in shit.
He had a steam-powered tarantula.
Oh my God, Cisco was in this song. Cisco was in
there.
Royce, you're saying
that
it wrong.
That was back in the day where he was in the background singer.
Royce, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah, the thong.
You say it like, oh yeah, Cisco's in this song.
No, I said it the way I meant to say it.
I love this song. You shut your face.
No, you don't.
Turn it off because you're trying to prove a point and I don't want you to prove it.
Mr. Arliss Loveless.
All right, fine. One last embarrassing one. And then we'll move on with this. I'm sorry. I need to
point out. Awesome.
No, stop it with stop it with the Will Smith hate.
Yeah, you're trying to bully us into not liking things.
I don't agree.
No, me neither.
Will Smith is way overrated.
Thank you. I agree.
Overrated?
Finally,
he's not even rated. He's terrible. Everybody knows it, but you enjoy it.
No.
I don't enjoy it at all.
He's loved enough that people do prank calls where they just say the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's intro words until they get hung up on.
That's a thing now, yeah.
That is a thing.
Do you think Will Smith is either the Adam Sandler or the Will Ferrell of the black community?
Why'd you shoot that green shit at me?
He's probably the Will Ferrell.
He was becoming the Adam Sandler, but then he stopped doing movies for a little while.
Welcome to Earth.
And then tried to do...
the tooth.
And then he tried
what
to do serious
stuff.
What was
that piece of shit he did with Kevin? What's that comic?
Kevin Love.
Hitch.
Jinx.
Kevin James.
In the trailer, he was teaching him how to dance.
Hitch.
Yeah, the movie was Hitch.
Yeah,
it was a buddy romance movie.
Hitch.
And that dingus that I hate was in that movie, too.
The Dingles?
No, that asshole.
Which
with
one
like
of your
the,
fellow thespians is this, John?
Yes.
The asshole that was in Fargo.
There was a lot of people in Fargo.
Okay. The movie.
The one
the
that
city,
I talked about
the
because
TV
I
show?
Worked with him.
The movie, the city, the TV show.
Oh, my God. The TV show, you son of a bitch.
The guy from Burn Notice?
Yes.
Season one or two?
fucking he was in both two. Of them, you dingle.
What was his name in Fargo? The fucking guy from Burn Notice.
I don't fucking know.
The oldest son of...
You're the one who brought it Dodd, up. So how are you Dodd, just going, Dodd, I don't Dodd, know. Dodd, Dodd, like, how about you knows? Dodd. Give us something. You're
I try to forget
it.
Him, and you guys keep bringing up
Dodd was
you
brought it up. You brought it up.
You're the one who said it. And now you made me yell, and I just upset my puppy.
Yeah, now your puppy's gonna throw up because
of you. You're the one
you.
That said it.
Good Lord.
Can I get
you're
back
to this?
You're
going to destroy
this?
John. He's very
He's going to
sensitive.
Destroy me. I almost had an aneurysm just then.
Okay.
You're the one who brought him up.
Then I get to keep your dog.
Top 15 movies with 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right.
Next.
We were at number 10 when you made me pause. Okay. And we are at Look Who's Talking Now, the 1993 sequel.
The Wild Wild West.
Oh, man. You talk about another movie I was in. Oh, my God.
Is this John?
No, man, it's me, John Travolta,
man. That
was
very funny. My voice was ice like that earlier.
I only allowed me to do this movie as long as I can fly like a pilot. Anyone ever tell you, man, I got my own 747. Oh, my God.
So, like, John Travolta impression is like he never left the character from Saturday Night Fever. Like, he can't do John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. He could only, he does specific John Travolta.
Yeah, that's man, what they call a quarter pounder
no,
in France.
No, stop
man.
It. You're not even close there. You weren't even close. You do that.
Yo, man, we happen.
You do that. Too much. It's too much. We get that he goes sometimes, but the guy doesn't have a fucking lung infection.
He's not always jogging when he talks.
Yeah. Nah, man, but I got a raspy voice because I'm doing this voice for too long.
Stop doing that.
Again.
Why are you tagging everything with a I hate it.
Yo, man, where can I find Marcellus Wallace?
Really? So you're going to just keep doing this? He's going to keep going,
not,
dude.
No, not because right, he wasn't that hurt.
Let me
nah, man, it doesn't say dead nigga storage.
No, that's not.
He's not the one who
He's not
said
the one
that.
Who says it.
I know, but I'm just trying to let people fill in and what I'm trying to do, man.
Is this
nah,
Sly
man.
Again?
I'm pretty far from okay. I hope that you're in a gimp suit later, you idiot. Next, keep going. What's the next one?
Well, okay, so we didn't want to talk about Look Who's Talking Now?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, but if you, oh, God, if you bring up Look Who's Talking Now, then John.
Yeah, man. I'm always coming back for a circle, man.
In the 1989 Look Who's Talking.
You're going to just keep, she's going to keep doing it.
Marie's on her period.
No, no.
I don't want to turn into Rorschach. I don't want to get up your nose with a rubber hose there.
We got it.
See you what know, I did there?
Got it.
I really do take offense when men say they're on their period when I'm not actually, like, fair enough when I am, but don't tell me when I'm not.
You know what? Miami MILF in the
That's
chat is right.
I do it because I want to make you mad.
Miami MILF in the chat is right. I think John owes us an apology.
No, not yet.
Yeah, he does. I agree. Thank you. I love that she points it out. You went too far with the John Travolta.
I think it's
bit.
Only fair. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
All right.
So, yeah. So, I mean,
no. The about other, the movie, the other John.
That I got all excited.
Damn it.
And, you know, I tell you about my favorite scenes in their movies, even though people don't like them. I know you guys like them. You guys are talking about them. Oh, my God. So, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. And just continue with the show. And hopefully you have me on for more until the end of the year. I hope so. Because, oh, I don't know what I do, man.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Travolta. And I don't accept. What do we move on to next, guys?
Okay. The number 11 is... Lost Boys, The Thirst from 2010.
They made another Lost Boys?
They
did. Tell me both of the Coreys were in it.
Yes. I don't know.
There's Corey Haim.
The original Lost Boys was an 80s classic featuring some of the biggest young actors of the day. Unfortunately,
cult
Corey
classic.
Feldman got
stuck. The guy
stuck
in the beret looks like Mitch.
No, not at all.
Just point that out.
No,
yeah,
not
it
at
does.
All. No. Unfortunately, Corey Feldman got stuck in the decade, which is evident in his appearance in both the sequel and the Oh God Why third installment, Lost Boys the Third.
They made three?
Three?
This is the third one.
That's like making five Tremors movies.
They did.
It's like making two Tremors, yeah.
That's like making one Tremors movie.
No one was thirsty for more, as one critic's review collected on Rotten Tomatoes. It's meager parade of drab skill or drab kills and uninspired cartoon weaponry, leaning on Feldman to bring Lost Boys magic he doesn't possess. Number 12 on the list is The Prince from 2014.
Now, this is just being disrespectful.
Why?
Just died.
Not that. No, not that Prince.
Too soon.
So is this what it's like when doves cry?
No, this is what it's like when Bruce Willis doesn't do a good movie.
I hate Bruce Willis.
Why?
Mainly because after Cop Out, when Kevin Smith talked about how much of a cunt he was.
Yeah, if that's...
That really has tainted my opinion of him like 100%. Because, I mean, there's no reason for Kevin Smith to lie.
No, I believe him, but yeah, you're right. It's just hard to, I mean,
he put
on Die Hard and you forget all about that, though.
Nah, I look at it. That's my point. He's like, I watch that movie now and I'm like, oh,
you can't forget it.
Yeah.
He used to be one of my favorite actors because he had a speech impediment like me.
He did.
He doesn't have a speech impediment.
Everybody still does.
How did he manage to bring it back to himself?
I don't know.
Why did I even ask for clarification?
He doesn't have a speech impediment. And what speech impediment do you think that you have or trying to push onto us?
What speech impediment do you have, John?
Google it. Oh, well, I have a stuttering problem. And at the time, going through therapy, I had...
But you don't have it now.
I slur my S's and Z's. No, thank you to therapy and inspirational stuff from Will
Smith. Well, then it's not an impediment. It was something you had when you were a kid, and now you're good.
But I still stutter.
Once in a while, maybe.
Roy stutters.
I stutter.
You don't stutter.
I know.
That's very sweet of you.
I know. Well, yeah, thanks for throwing me into the bus, shitbag. After I complimented your John Travolta. Fucking, this is what I get for being a nice guy.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. That was a fucking shot at me.
What the fuck? What did I do?
What's the next one?
Well, I'm going to keep reading.
I love you, John.
I'm going to keep reading.
I love you too, Kate.
The one we were on, The Prince. Mm-hmm. Actor star Bruce Willis couldn't even save this gangster thriller alongside John Cusack and 50 Cent.
Oh, I saw this again for the Cusack reason.
I'm usually a Bruce Willis fan.
What's up with you and Cusack?
Yeah, do you have a heart?
So was this supposed to be better than Looper? Because Looper was kind of bad.
Mal just mentioned that in the chat. I never heard of Looper.
Looper wasn't bad.
Looper was okay. It wasn't great. It was all right.
Oh, wait, what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the one with
the time traveler.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's like, Looper.
That's Looper. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so it's him and handsome guy are playing each other.
And what's his face? The guy from 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, handsome guy.
From 30 Rock from the Sun.
God yes, that guy too. God damn it, why can't we think of his name?
Fuck, we all fuck.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He has a long name.
Nice break.
Jordan Gopher Levitt, I said.
Unless you're a fan of yawn-worthy shootouts and shootdowns,
fuck!
The Prince is a taken retread, hardly indicative of any special set of skills.
Okay.
All right. Number 13 on the list of zero-rated films is Stolen from 2009. Starring madman swooner John Hamm and the mysteries.
I sort of have a particular set of skills.
Really?
Botchless.
Hey, it's another John.
Botchless for you, homeboy.
No, I would the whole.
Why don't you say I'm particular again, shitbag?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John Hamm.
Thanks, John.
That wasn't bad. John only does
impressions of John.
Exactly.
My favorite thing about John impressions is he always starts out by stating his name.
That's always the mark of a good impressionist.
Yeah.
Don't forget to catch me on AMC AMC reruns of Mad Men.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Malta's John Ham Sandwich.
go ahead and go ham sandwich.
I would go ham sandwich for John Ham.
John Ham sandwich.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
John Ham is very handsome.
No, but seriously, that dick dough.
Jesus, okay, he's a big cock.
Yeah, he is packing.
That'd
be a stand-in cock.
Whatever. Some people say I am quite a ham.
No, dude. I think we were obsessed about this like a year ago. Like, there's a whole Tumblr page of just him like out in public when in his tight pants.
Yeah, no,
I think you were referencing the show Hung. That was him, right?
No, that was the other handsome guy.
Oh.
John Hamm is Mad Men.
Yep. No, I know that, but I thought he was also in the... whatever.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't think so.
Hung was a blonde guy. Was Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big
Sorry, I was getting distracted daydreaming about John Hamm.
And his dick? I get it.
Well, I mean, it's like a twofold crush because, like, the big dick is one thing. But in Mad Men, he plays, like, the boss of a marketing area. And, like, I've always been in a marketing type situation.
You find that attractive?
And I enjoy thinking about the whole power thing, you know, boss. And, you know.
Wow, you got
being able to drink at work and then bang some.
Yeah, but what? But
there
what,
was a lot of banging going on in Mad Men.
But yeah. Why do you need him?
But why male models?
Why do you need him? I'm an Uber driver. I mean, that's the same thing. I have a lot of power.
Have you seen John Hamm?
Yeah, John Hamm.
At any time, Royce can kick someone out of the car.
I can't while moving.
Yes.
Here's the thing, too, is that John Hamm, and he's funny. Like, if you've seen him in any of his interviews, he gets it. Like, he's a pretty funny guy. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, look, there's the picture.
Look at that penis.
Look at his cock.
Look at that cock. Oh,
that's flaccid, yo.
It's like trying
He's got big balls, too.
He does.
He dresses like he's a retarded person, too.
He's trying to cover up the dick. All right. Starring Mad Men swooner John Hamm and The Mysteries of Laura star Josh Lucas, the mystery thriller film lacked both the thought-provoking mystery and spine-tingling thrills to steal the hearts of any viewers.
Great. All I'm doing now is looking at this guy's dick. Like, fucking
Me too.
Thanks. Fucking
his big droopy balls.
Yeah. You're welcome.
It's like, dude, he's like 7 inches flaccid. Dude.
Even an appearance by James Vanderbeek failed to add anything as critics slammed the first-time director Anders Anderson. That's a terrible name.
That's an awful name.
Anders Andy Anderson.
With one review saying every bit of the unpleasant slog one might expect, glum and murkily shot, wallowing in pedantic you lost me at pedantic. Sorry. You
that are very one thing about movie pedantic. Reviewers is they have to
so
like
so pretentious.
They have to like come up with different creative words to describe things.
Well,
we were laughing at a few earlier, like when you can come up with like a really creative way to insult something, that's always fun. Well, but this is a little dumb.
Being a movie reviewer and journalist myself, I can say that I do my very, very
sorry,
best.
Sorry, what?
Yes, I'm doing movie reviews for the Lakeland Ledger, the local paper. And
are you serious?
Yeah, I really am. I really am. And since I'm a journalist,
he's a journalist now.
I am a journalist now.
Oh my God!
Do you know what?
Totally not going to go to his head at all.
Yeah, Joe, I was telling Dutch yesterday. It kind. I know
it's
now.
Drive me nuts for last.
I know now. I know now what reporters feel like that are in the Gaza Strip. It's the same feeling. Like you.
Number 14 on the list is Johnny B. Good.
I'm a journalist, goddammit.
When Marie's in a bad mood.
I do what I must to get this
Robert
story.
Is that Robert Downey Jr.?
You are correct. That is a very young Robert Downey Jr. And Johnny B. Good.
That's Uma Thurman on the right.
Oh, wow.
Indeed. Yeah. Trying to break out of his nerdy mold, Anthony Michael Hall starred in this teen spots flick alongside...
That's Rusty Griswold.
Uh-huh. Alongside a young Robert Downey Jr. and Uma Thurman that also featured a rocking soundtrack. Audiences and critics alike weren't buying it, as not only was it a box office failure, but it suffered some unsavory reviews that are gathered on Rotten Tomatoes, such as these zingers. It's bad, even by 80s standards. And... the people who made this movie should be ashamed of themselves.
Uma Thurman looks good there, young though, right? I mean, if I'm being honest,
she always looks good, dude.
Well, I mean,
oh, yeah. You're a nymphomaniac.
What?
What?
No, you're not a fan of Uma.
That's the reason why I played Admiral Akbar. Her eyes are like more on the side of her head than mine are.
What are you?
She's saying if she approached you at a bar and bought you a drink and talked to you, and one thing led to another, you would not want to, the bone to thumb.
First of all, I know, John.
First of all, the bartender would say, no, he's cut off. You can't buy him a drink.
Fuck the shit ever. I'm not saying that, but if I had my choice of actually good looking actresses, I wouldn't go with my first choice like Joe did.
Yeah. I did. She's sexy as fuck.
And
did you not see Kill Bill's
feet?
Number 15.
Gross feet. Have you seen the cover of Paul? I'm not a feet foot guy at all. I don't understand that fetish at all.
I don't either. That's the reason why.
You're gonna say feet are ugly or not, how does she have ugly feet?
Because maybe you want to know why?
She's looking for reasons.
No. Tarantino uses her all the time because he loves her feet, and there's always feet shots of her. So I guess it's just because I'm watching a movie and I have to see her feet all the time. It's just kind of like,
you don't have to see them all the time.
She keeps them nicely groomed. They're not like snaggle teeth.
It's not that. It's the fact that they're bony and she's got like that thing that sticks down the left and like her
pink toe.
It's like,
called toenails.
No. I made that same thing on my foot. What are you trying to say?
I don't care about your feet, John. What? Again, back to you.
Yep.
What is going on tonight?
Yup.
Episode of John's.
I've been having fun.
Mitch has a good question. Can you name one Uma Thurman movie that was good that Tarantino didn't make?
Batman and Robin.
Oh, Poison Ivy.
Oh, that wasn't
Four good. Rooms. Very good.
Never seen it.
Boom. Back to John.
All right. Number 15 and the last one on the list of the infamous movies that have a 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes is The Invisible Sign from 2010.
Oh, that's Jessica Biel, right?
Mm-hmm. Based on the on
Jessica
the,
won't show her tits.
Alba. No, that's Jessica Alba.
Oh, Alba.
Man.
Sorry, the other out. The
Do
other.
Do not book. Confuse the Jessicas.
Nope. What's
you can never the confuse their asses, man.
What do you mean? What's the difference? Biel's way. Biel's the bestest. Everybody knows.
Yes,
it.
Biel is
which
hotter.
Which is the one in Sin City?
That's Alba.
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 Yeah, she's better.
No, Biel's Biel, way better. Biel's way
bounce,
better.
Biel, you can bounce quarters off her butt, and Alba, you can bounce butts off. Her
Joe,
quarters.
Joe, I'm gonna talk like the kids right now. Beal is better, and if you say anything different, you're going to catch these hands, son.
Yep. Wow.
You're going to catch these hands.
And now am I looking at Beal in the chat?
You're looking at Alba
No,
in the
that's
chat.
Alba.
That's Alba.
Oh.
Someone put Beal in there.
Yeah, there's Beal, Alba, and
someone
then
please put
Simpson,
her ass in the shot.
Simpson used to be in the discussion as far as the hottest Jessicas, and I think she got replaced once she got fat with, who was the other hot Jessica? Shit.
Do you have the other hot Jessica?
No. There's always been like a top three. Like
Jessica Simpson, Jessica Biel, and Jessica Alba. Who else are we forgetting?
Well, Jessica Simpson got knocked out because she was fat and got replaced by somebody else. I forget what her name.
Because she ate the other Jessica.
Yes.
I
no, Biel
know.
All
there's
day.
Biel. There's Biel in the
yep.
chat.
All goddamn day.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Christ.
The fact that, she's married to Justin Timberlake, which I would.
That's supposed to sway my opinion?
Dude, I would let her peg me just so I can have sex with Justin Timberlake. You kidding me?
Oh my God! Dig into that, you dirty girl.
That's Alba.
God damn.
Oh yeah.
That was
dig into that,
dig
shit.
Into that, you dirty girl.
You dirty, dirty girl. Oh,
I'm going.
God.
I'm going with Alba.
You're going with Alba now. We got to get a few more shots of Beal. We got to get. Yeah,
I'll get some more.
You need some. Beals, you need some more shots of Alba for the comparison, though. Don't be fair.
Did you guys
well,
not see
one
Jessica?
Shot of Beal and this one shot of Alba is 18 pictures.
But all I needed to see is Jessica Alba. Doing the dance on the pole in Sin City.
Yes, that's her.
That's all you need.
But she doesn't get naked in movies, and Biel does.
This one here is... this one, Biel. There you go. This is Jessica Biel in I Forget What Movie.
Oh,
that was... That I now pronounce
though.
You Chuck and Larry.
That butt, though.
That was the only reason why I watched that movie.
Oh, my God.
And
dude, she has like that upper butt, like dimple, like that, like right above her butt, like the thigh dimples. I
the
love
indent
that
thing.
And she has
I
the thigh
love
gap, too.
That. Mm.
Oh,
it's a very tough choice.
And also, Biel has also played a stripper in a movie that was actually she actually got naked in. But this is here. Look in the chat. This is Biel in well, she played a stripper.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That butt, though.
Yep.
Oh, make it rain all on that ass.
You're right, John.
And then, and look, here you go. Here's
I'm done.
Here you go. Bam. Who's playing a cartoon? Why do we hear a cartoon in the background?
Oh, sorry.
What?
Sorry. I still had the clip site open.
Anyway, check this.
To read the last
one. Those Biel tits?
Yeah, these are Biel tits.
You may have swayed me.
Dude. What's the name of this fucking movie?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
What are you talking
and Jennifer
about?
Lawrence. That's what it was. Jennifer Lawrence jumped in there.
I'm telling you, there's a movie where, like, there's this whole thing where she throws hot wax on herself and she shows her tits. It's pretty fucking hot. The movie with Biel. I mean, at least that scene. I don't watch the whole movie. I'm not a faggot, but.
Why would you? Yeah.
Though I do love me some Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Mm. She's got a nice ass. And that whole fappening thing when that came out.
Yes.
Oh, that was amazing.
She's a still dirty is. Little bird. I love it.
Powder Blue is the movie, Royce. Had
Powder Blue.
Skin.
There you go. Thank you.
What was the thing that Jessica Alba was in before?
Oh, there
she
you
was
go.
In
Look,
Sin
that's
City?
Her pouring. That's her pouring candle wax on herself in the movie.
She had a show on the WB as a vampire killer. I forget the name of the show, but I know what you're talking about.
Dude, all
a Dark
I'm looking
Angel.
At, yeah,
there
whatever.
It is.
All I'm looking at is
oh
this,
my God.
Look at that hot wax on her boobs.
Dude, yeah, it's got to be real.
Come on.
You Alba
real tits,
defenders.
Right?
Yeah, they're real. Her tits
100%.
Are real.
My boy JT wouldn't have it any other way.
Would you please don't ever say that again?
Does it make you uncomfortable?
Very. Especially because you said it very quickly, naturally.
Jessica Alba, actually now going back to Dark Angel, just looks like the brunette version of Britney Spears. That's all it was.
Yes.
That's all
and
it
like
was.
And like slightly Hispanic. I'm not really 100% sure what race she is, but.
She just, I'm just looking at older pictures of her. I'm like, what did we see in her?
What is this? What the hell is playing?
I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know. What is playing? I'm closing everything. I don't even
oh,
see what
God,
it is.
Oh, God. Sorry. That was me. I was playing a
what
clip.
What the fuck
oh,
are
come
you
on.
Doing?
I hit a clip of Jessica Biel naked in a movie called London, and that was I well, forgot the volume was on.
Well, we know what Joe's doing right now.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, so you swayed me, like I said.
Dude, sorry. Biel all the way. She's fucking hot. Every day. And fucking hot. She was in Blade Trinity. She was hot in that.
Yes.
Very hot.
So I think it's her hips that I like the most. Like, she has like that slight, like that low everything. Wide set hips.
Dutch,
that's my
Beal's my number one, I think. What about you?
Oh yeah, Beal. Yeah,
wow,
I'm
Lawrence
looking at old
number
Alba
two,
photos.
I would say.
Jennifer Lawrence, I agree. She's hot as fuck too.
Yeah.
But I still say Beal number one because she's smoking hot.
Yeah.
I feel like Alba kind of has the same appeal that like Halle Berry has. Like it's hot, but it's like, okay, we've seen it. You know?
What? Yeah.
I don't know why. I put them in the same category and I have no real argument or explanation as to why. I just do.
I don't know what that logic is. We've already seen it.
Like, okay, you're hot. What? Who's the next new hot one coming up? Like, you know, you're kind of old hat at this point. No? Am I the only one?
I kind of get what you're saying.
You understand
saying?
What I'm Yeah.
But it's just really
like after
funny
a while, I'm sure people were
it.
Like, all right, enough of Farrah Fawcett. Who's the next hot bitch coming up?
Enough of Farrah Fawcett. Fuck that broad. Yeah, I guess you're... I mean, you're right, but I mean, there's ones that last... Look, perfect example of ones that last a while, like, what's her name? But Frank Underwood's wife, Claire Underwood, who plays her? Fuck.
What are you
on? House of Cards.
Jenny.
She's in Cape Fear.
Yeah, Jenny from Forrest
just
Gump.
Just call her Jenny, because I don't...
Block.
No.
Oh, no, she wasn't Kate.
Oh, yeah. J-Lo. That's another one I put in that whole category of like, okay, yeah, she's hot, but all right, enough. Can we move on to something new? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I get you.
Okay.
It's that airbrushed look of attraction that it's so generic. You could splice and dice it on any human being. And that's why it's like, yeah, it's attractive, but I've seen it because if you feel like you've seen it on other people.
Right. Yeah. I'm not saying they're ugly by any means, but it's like, all right, can you give me something a little different? Maybe.
Some little unique.
Something like Jennifer Lawrence. She's unique. I like her.
Yep. She's real.
She's got that awful laugh. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes me attracted to her because she has a terrible sounding laugh. She's
have you seen
Jennifer? Like, oh, there's her flaw.
Have
okay.
you seen Jennifer Lawrence accidentally kissing what's her face from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Here.
What do you mean accidentally?
Look,
Cersei?
Look in the chat.
Yep.
Yay!
Yep,
wait,
that happened.
Wait. This had to be planned.
No, it wasn't planned. It really wasn't.
No, but you can tell she puckers she was, up right
no,
as she's
she
turning.
She went to kiss in the cheek, and she probably knew that she was behind her, and they would turn around and be like, "Hey, honey," and right. then didn't realize she was going to get kissed in the cheek.
Yeah,
this gif cuts off too quick.
No. Oh. Yeah, you have to watch the whole thing because the longer, just even better. Because then Jennifer Lawrence joking around like white licks her lips or fuck. Let me see if I
can. Yeah, it's true. She
Natalie
plays
Dorman. There
she
we
plays
go.
It off.
Where is it? God damn it. Someone find
Has anyone
clip.
Ever done a Natalie Foreman mashup where she's just a foreman of some plantation?
Yeah, but her name's not Dorman. It's Dormer.
Oh, and then she said this.
Sorry, I thought you said
here's,
Natalie Portman.
Here's the rest of the clip, I believe. There you go. Boom. In the chat. And she goes, we just kissed on camera and I liked it. Fuck.
So, oh, that dress.
Dude, she's so hot. Oh god, and you yeah, and then at the end of it, the thing cuts off, but at the end of it, she does this with her lip, like here, there you go, with her, she wipes it because she just kissed Jennifer Lawrence. That's
oh, that's fucking sexy.
Dude, come right.
Yes,
they're both super fucking hot too.
Royce, your show's making me want to jerk off.
I know you and me both, my friend. This show's turning into John's Twitter feed. But that's perfect because it's about time for us to wrap up. So we guess you can go jerk. Everyone is allowed to go jerk
Everybody
off.
Everybody go jerk off.
Jerk off and report back to me.
I don't think I need to report back.
Can I report to you during?
That's even better, but then that's going to make it faster, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We are out of here. Make sure tomorrow to tune in for the Cousin Joe. Anything else you want to plug, Cousin Joe?
No, that's it. Thank you, sir. It's always fun hanging with you guys.
Hails, yeah. Anything else we need to plug, guys?
I think we're good.
No? We're good. Okay, just go to morelikeradio.com for check out all our shows. And youtube.com/morelikeradio to see the video if you're listening via podcast and you wanted to see our pretty faces. And the tits we're looking at. Great place to check it out. All right, guys. We're out of here.